Welcome.
欢迎大家。
Thank you for being so brave to come in the snow.
谢谢大家在雪天出门很勇敢。
Let's just ask the Lord to bless our time.
我们求主祝福我们下面的时间。
Father, we ask your blessing on your word this afternoon.
主啊，求您今天下午祝福我们查考您话语的时间。
And we would ask for your help.
我们要求您的帮助。
This is your word.
因为这是您的话语。
And you need to help us to understand it.
您需要帮助我们来明白。
So we commend this time into your hands.
我们就把这样的时间交在您的手中。
And pray that Jesus would be honored.
愿耶稣的名得荣耀。
Because it's in His name we pray.
因为我们是奉他的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We were thinking this morning.
我们今天早晨呢，开始了这一个小的话题。
That we need to think a certain way.
是我们思考事情的方式。
Especially about God.
尤其是当我们思考神的时候
The Bible says
圣经说呢
That God said I am that I am
神说呢我是自有拥有的他是那最独特的
It does not say I am who do you want me to be
他没有说呢我是那个你觉得是的那样
Because God is whether we like it or not
因为神是客观的无论我们怎么想他他总是他本来的样子。
But sometimes we have ideas about God that may or may not be true.
有的时候我们对神的概念呢，其实不一定是对的，是我建立在我们自己的想法上。
And so we need to look at the evidence.
所以我们必须要看证据了。
To see if it's true or not.
我们要从客观的角度来看，我们所看所想对或不对。
I told the story of a friend of mine.
我就跟大家早晨分享了一个我朋友的故事。
Who had cancer?
他呢得了癌症。
And a bad man came to her one day.
那有一个人呢到他这个朋友这里来呢，他很不好，他来告诉他这个朋友。
And he said a prayer.
然后他就跟这个朋友呢说，来，我告诉你一个祷告。
And then he told her that she didn't have cancer anymore.
然后祷告后呢，他就跟他的朋友说呢，其实你的癌症再没了。
And she wanted to believe that.
然后她朋友就特别愿意相信这个事实。
That's a good thing to believe that you don't have cancer.
这当然是个很好的事，你要去相信，对不对？如果你没了癌症，原来有，现在没了，你是不该高兴的。
Nobody wants to have cancer.
因为没有人愿意得癌症嘛。
And so this madman told her that she didn't have cancer.
所以这个来的人呢，就告诉他的朋友说，哎，你其实没有癌症了。
And she wanted to believe that good news.
然后他的朋友就愿意相信这个好消息。
But the truth is, she still had cancer.
但事实是她依然还有癌症。
But she believed, because the man said she didn't have cancer, she believed that she didn't have cancer anymore.
那她相信呢，是因为那个人告诉她，你就没了，所以她就愿意相信这件事。
So she stopped the treatment.
因着她的相信，她就不再治疗了。
And then about 6 months later, she died.
然后六个月之后呢，她就死了。
And probably after 1 month,
在一个月之后啊，大约。
The cancer progressed so far that there was no hope after one more month.
因为呢，在他相信这个事实，他停止治疗一个月之后呢，癌症扩张如此之快，就一发不可收拾了。
So she wanted to believe that she didn't have cancer.
所以你会看见，在他心里，他是想要相信这样的一个事呢，什么事？就是他没有了癌症这样的一个事。
But it didn't make it true.
但他所想要相信的事并不是事实。
She needed to look at evidence.
他需要证据吗
？She should have had a blood test.
他需要去验血，对不对
？To see if there were markers in the blood for cancer.
他去看看血的指标里癌症指标还在不在
？She should have had X-rays.
他需要开照一下 X 光啊。
Or MRI.
或者照 CT 啊，对。
But she didn't.
但他没有做。
So she based her thinking on something that was not based on evidence.
所以她把她的所信的建立在一些不是证据支持的思想上。
And that's how some people think you should believe in God.
这就是有些人告诉你你要相信神的那个方式。
That you should believe in a God that you like.
你要相信一个神呢，是你脑子里觉得是那样的神。
that it doesn't matter if it's true or not.
无论这个神是不是这样的，你凡喜欢就相信这个样子。
You just make up in your mind the kind of God that would be nice for you.
你只是在你脑子里建立一个神的样子，哎，对你其实很有利的那个样子。
But it doesn't make it true.
但这个样子其实不是神的本相了。
And there are lots of people who trick and fool and lie to people.
那很多的人会在这件事情上撒谎，也愚弄人啊。
Especially about who God is.
尤其是讲到神是什么样的神。
And so we would like to look at the evidence from the Bible.
所以我想要从圣经里来看一些的证据。
And see what it says about who God is.
来看看呢，神是什么样的神。
And who Jesus is.
那耶稣是谁？
Now, we know that Jesus was not a person who was invented.
所以我们知道耶稣不是一个被发明想象出来小说式的人物。
He's not a fictional character.
他不是一个小说的虚构人。
He was a real man.
他是个真实存在的人。
We can read in history books.
我们也能从历史书上读到他。
Written by historians such as Josephus.
比方说呢，犹太历史学家约瑟夫的历史书上就写到了耶稣。
He's not mentioned in the Bible, Josephus.
那约瑟夫在圣经里没有提到他。
But he wrote history of the world.
但约瑟夫他是人类的历史学家，他在人的历史上写了很多书。
And he talks about a man named Jesus who went around Israel doing miracles.
然后他的历史书上就讲到了有一个人他叫耶稣，他在以色列全地行了很多神迹。
And when we read the Bible.
所以当我们读圣经的时候。
Jesus is not the kind of hero that people would follow.
耶稣呢也不是那样的一种英雄啊，就是人们愿意去跟随的那种英雄的形象。
What do heroes look like?
英雄应该长什么样啊？
Superman.
超人嘛，对吧？
Lots of muscles.
就是肌肉很发达。
So we look at the gods from the time around Jesus.
那我们来看一下耶稣时代的人心里的那个神。
Roman gods and Greek gods.
那个时代有很多罗马和希腊的神在他们当中。
Gods like Zeus or Apollos.
比方说呢，阿波罗就是太阳神，比方说宙斯是万神之神。
Very strong men.
那他们都是非常强的那个强壮的那个形象。
We look at famous women.
比如最著名的那种女神。
Like Venus or Aphrodite.
比方说维纳斯。
Very pretty.
非常漂亮啊。
Even though Venus doesn't have any arms.
即使维纳斯没有手啊，她也是很漂亮。
And even when we look at Jewish history.
那我们看见犹太的历史。
When it was for the Jewish people to choose a hero.
当犹太人要去选他们的王的时候。
They chose Saul for king because he was taller and more handsome than everybody.
然后他们就选了扫罗做王，因为扫罗啊又高大又英俊，比其他的犹太人都出众。
But Jesus wasn't a good-looking man.
那耶稣不是这样的一个外表形象。
He wasn't a famous actor or a famous singer.
他也不像一个著名的演员、著名的歌手那样。
He wasn't the kind of person people would follow.
他不是那一种啊，人们天然愿意跟随的那种人。
The Bible says in Isaiah 53.
比方说呢，我们可以看一下以赛亚书的五十三章。
And verses 2 and 3.
五十三章的二和三节。以赛亚书五十三章1197页。他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Says he had no form or comeliness that we would desire him.
对，所以他没有那种让我们愿意羡慕他的外表。
He wasn't extremely attractive physically.
所以他的外表呢，真的不吸引人。
And it actually says he was despised.
恰恰相反呢，人们是藐视他的。
People didn't like him.
人们也不喜欢他。
Is that a hero?
这是一个英雄的形象吗？
It's not a hero.
这不是人眼里英雄的形象。
So we have another evidence for us to know that Jesus wasn't an invention of anybody.
所以这是一个另外一个证据，就是耶稣不是一个人发明出来的人物。
Because if somebody would write a book about a hero, they would make the hero as attractive as possible.
所以如果你去写一个小说来写一个英雄，你的英雄一定是非常吸引人的嘛。
Does that make sense?
这个合理吗？对吧？很合理。
And so, when we look at what the Bible says about Jesus,
所以当我们看圣经讲耶稣呢？
We need to consider the fact that he wasn't somebody that could be spotted easily by what he looked like.
所以我们就有这么一个概念，耶稣不是那种放在人群里一下子你就能出挑的把他选出来的那一个啊，那个样子不是的。
But he could be spotted by what he did.
但是他能够由他所做的事把他很充分的显明出来。
So in Isaiah chapter 35,
比如说以赛亚书的三十五章
and verses 5 and 6,
三十五章的五到六节，
God tells that when Messiah would come, this is how you will recognize him.
那这就是神告诉我们，哦，这个弥赛亚也就是基督来的时候，我们怎么把他认出来？
So that when he does come, you won't miss it.
所以当他真的来的时候呢，你就不会错过他。
It will be obvious.
会非常明显。
So it says in verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, and the lame shall leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
那时瞎子的眼必睁开，以赛亚书三十五章五节，聋子的耳必开通。那时瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
So if you see a person,
如果你看见一个人
who is healing blind people and deaf people and mute people and lame people,
啊，如果他在医治瞎子、瘸子、瘫子、哑巴，
you should start to think that this person, based on the evidence, is the Messiah.
所以你可以从这个证据。哦，你看出这个人可能是弥赛亚。
Because these aren't common things that people do every day.
这因为这样的事啊，不是人每天都会做的普通的事了。
There may be special surgeons.
啊，也许会有一些很特别的医生啊。
Who help the lame to walk.
啊，那他能够帮助瘸子能走路。
Maybe they do a surgery and a person who is in a wheelchair can stand again.
那所以呢，也许这些医生能做一些手术呢，能让坐在轮椅上的人能站起来走路。
I have a niece who's deaf.
我有一个niece 就是侄女，她是聋子。
And they did a cochlear implant, and now she can hear.
然后呢，医生就在她里面呢植入了一个耳蜗哈，这样她就能听见了。
We pray for my daughter that one day she will be able to see.
我们也为我的女儿祷告，希望她有一天能看见。
And maybe one day the technology will come when they can do a surgery and make her see again.
也许呢，有一天会科技到一个程度，能帮她这个做一个手术啊，让她女儿能看见。
But Jesus is in a time when there weren't surgeries like this.
但是耶稣的时代可没有这样的手术。
And when he healed in a special way.
所以当耶稣医治的时候，是一个特别神奇的方式医治的。
And so when they see a person doing these things,
所以当人们看见一个人做这些事的时候，
they should think that the evidence is saying that this man is the Messiah.
他们应该仔细思考，证据显明啊，这个人就是旧约说的那个弥赛亚基督了。
But the problem was.
但问题是呢？
That many didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah.
但不是很多的人能够认出他是基督。
Even though it was obvious.
即使如此的显明啊。
Because they thought the Messiah would be different.
因为他们脑子里想象的那个基督弥赛亚会是另外一个形象。
They wanted a Messiah who would free them.
他们需要一个弥赛亚是什么？能把他们从那个殖民统治下被解放出来的。
So they thought they would be free from the Romans.
会从罗马人的统治下解放出来。
And they would no longer be servants to Rome.
再也不需要去服侍那些罗马人了。
They thought he would change the social structure.
他也觉得这个弥赛亚，这个基督会来改变社会的结构。
They thought he would change the political structure.
也会改变政治的结构。
They thought he would change the economic structure.
改变经济的结构。
But that's not why he came.
但这不是耶稣来的目的。
But sometimes in the world,
但是今天在世界上呢？
There are people who want to teach these same things even today.
即使今天还有人这么来教导你，神应该做的是这些事。
And many of you come from China.
比方说我们在座很多人是从中国来的。
And there are many that would be like to be free of communism.
比方说呢是从你想从共产主义的统治下得到自由。
Some would like to be free from corruption.
也想从腐败的里面得到自由。
In Mexico, there's lots of corruption.
比方说在墨西哥，就他在那边传教的地方，也是很多的腐败。
I think Mexico was number 9 on the list of all the countries in the world that was the most corrupt. Number 9.
有一个腐败的这个单子哈，就是最腐败的国家，墨西哥是第九名。
And sometimes we wonder what would life be like if it was not so corrupt.
我们经常会想，如果世界没有腐败了，会是什么样子？
What would it be like if the drug dealers didn't have all their power?
如果那些贩毒的都没有那种对政府的影响力了，会是什么样？
And we think what a nice, wonderful world it would be.
这会是一个多么美好的世界呢？
And there are people who teach.
所以就会有这样的人，他们来教导。
That Jesus is coming and he's going to free people.
所以他们教导什么呢？耶稣要来啊，使你们得自由。
But we want to look at the evidence.
但我们要看证据。
And see why he came.
他来干什么？
And so that's the idea we want to take this afternoon.
这就是我们今天下午想要给大家的一个主线的逻辑了。
So there is this idea.
这个逻辑是什么呢？
That Jesus came and he taught that people should do good works.
就是耶稣来告诉人们要做好事。
That he is an example to follow.
他是一个好的形象，好的例子去跟随。
And so Jesus fed people.
因为耶稣也给人吃饱哈。
So we should feed people.
所以我也给人吃饱。
Jesus healed people.
耶稣医治人。
So we should heal people.
所以我也医治人。
Jesus was a teacher.
所以耶稣是个老师。
So education is very important.
所以教育就很重要。
And even in world history, we see these things.
所以在人的历史上呢，我们也看见有这样的看法。
Christians started the first hospitals.
比方说呢，基督徒是成立了第一个医院。
There were doctors before.
因为在这之前是有医生的。
But they were all private doctors.
都是私人医生。
But Christians started making hospitals so everybody could get a doctor.
所以基督徒开始建立一个公众的医院呢，让每一个人都能够去看病。
And that's a good work.
这是很好的事。
Christians like to read the Bible.
那基督徒喜欢读圣经。
So they thought everybody should learn how to read.
所以他希望呢，每一个人都能够读书。
Not only the rich people.
不单单是有钱人能读书。
Not only the special people.
或者特别的人能读。
But everybody should read.
每一个人都有权利去读。
So Christians started public schools.
所以基督徒呢开始造了公众的学校。
That's where we have the idea of Sunday school.
这就是我们今天有的主日学的这个来历了。
So that children would learn how to read so they could read their Bible.
所以人们可以开始知道学习怎么样读圣经。
And so in history we have people doing good work.
所以呢，在历史上呢，我们看见人们经常会因着耶稣呢做很多好事情。
We would never say that they're not good work.
我们不会说这个不好这个是真的非常好。
All of us would say hospitals are good.
我们都会说呢，医院很好。
All of us would say school is good.
我们也会说呢，学校很好，的确是。
But is that the only reason that Jesus came?
但这是耶稣来的唯一的原因吗？
And that's what we'd like to look at this afternoon.
这就是今天下午我们要探讨的问题了。
Did Jesus only come to do good works?
那耶稣是来只是来做好事的吗？
Or was there more?
或者有更多呢？
What do you think? More.
你们怎么认为是有更多？
Why do you think more?
为什么你会认为有更多呢？
I know some people.
我认识一些人。
Who focus on healing?
他呢，就集中精力啊，都是在医治的事情上。
And they focus on miracles.
然后呢，也总是盯着神迹。
I know this woman.
Your friend, right?
This is a different.
Oh, different. Okay. 我认识一个妇人啊，一个姊妹。
And she said, God fixed my teeth.
她说神呢医好了我的牙。
I had all these cavities.
我以前都蛀牙。
And God filled them all with gold.
她说神都用金子把它填上了。
And now my teeth are fixed.
现在我的牙好了，她补也补了牙哈，其实。
So I told her to not lie.
我告诉她你不要撒谎。
And she said, I'm not lying.
她说我没撒谎啊。
And I said, yes, you are.
我说你是，你在撒谎啊。
And she says, why do you say that?
你为什么这么说呢？
And I says, because God, when God heals,
我说呢，因为当神医治的时候，
He fixes you like new.
他会医治成就像新的一样。
And what are your teeth made of normally?
他说你原来的牙是用金子做的吗？
They're made of calcium.
不是，是用钙做的吗？
Not gold.
不是金子。
And when God made you, He made you with teeth made out of cats.
所以如果是神医治的呢，那应该是长出来新的钙的牙，不是一个金牙。
And if God's going to heal you,
所以如果神要医治你，
He's going to make you like new.
就像新的一样嘛。对。
Not like you've been fixed.
不是修好的那个样子啊，就是原来的样子。
If somebody has cancer,
如果有人有癌症。
And God takes away the cancer.
那上帝把癌症拿走了。
It's just like they never had cancer.
那就会像什么？像完全他没得过癌症一样。
Right?
对不对
？If somebody is dead.
如果有人死了。
And God makes them alive again.
神又让他活过来了。
They don't walk around with a machine.
那他不会说什么活过来是在机器上行走。
They're alive.
他是活。活的啊，就不，他不需要有些维持生命的机器跟着他。
But this person insists and only focuses on healings.
那这个人他就坚持，就是一定要做医治啊，医治的神迹。
But we'd like to think about what Jesus really did.
所以我们要想一想呢，耶稣到底真正做了什么
？So the Bible does say that Jesus fed people, doesn't it?
对。圣经的确说了，神耶稣五饼二鱼供应人嘛，吃让人吃嘛。
And in fact, there are two stories about Jesus feeding people.
圣经里有两个故事讲到耶稣给人吃饱。
One time he fed 4,000 people.
一次呢，他喂饱了4,000人。
One time he fed 5,000.
一次呢，喂饱了5,000人。
That's a pretty big banquet.
这可是一个大的盛宴呢。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
And those people needed food, didn't they?
那这些人当时也很饿，对吧？
They were hungry.
对，他们非常饥饿。
Just like we needed food at lunchtime.
就像我们在中饭的时候想吃东西一样。
We were hungry.
因为我们饿了。
But is that the only reason Jesus came?
那这是唯一的原因耶稣来吗？
Jesus healed people.
耶稣的确医治人。
But is that the only thing he did?
那这是不是他唯一做了的事呢？
So let's start in Mark chapter 1.
我们来读一段的圣经，马可的一章。
Verses 29 to
38. 29到38节，马可福音一章。29哈。到38。
29 to 38.
Why don't we read verse by verse?
Okay.
As soon as they left the synagogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mark 1:29. 我们顺序一人一节，我们从29节读到38节哈。 他们一出会堂就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。
西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。耶稣在近前拉着他的手扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。
天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附着的来到耶稣跟前，
合城的人都聚集在门前。
耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
35。
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
西门和同伴随追了他去，遇见就对他说：“众人都找你。”耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”
于是在加利利全地进了会堂传道赶鬼。
好，我们停在这。
So Jesus was healing many people.
对，耶稣医治了很多人在这里，对吗？
And his disciples came to him.
然后他的门徒来到他那里。
And they said, everybody's looking for you.
他说每个人都在找你啊。
They want more people to be healed.
因为这些人想医治更多的人。
But in verse 37,
但在三十七节，
it says, when they found him, they said to him, all men seek thee.
遇见了他，就对他对耶稣说，众人都找你。
And verse 38 says, and Jesus said to them, let us go to the next towns that I may preach there also, for this cause came I forth.
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。
So, healing was there, yes.
有医治吗？是的，医治在那里。
But what was the main reason that Jesus came?
那耶稣来的主要原因是什么呢？
He says he came to preach.
他来是来讲道的。
Now the healing,
所以医治呢，
would show that he was the Messiah, right?
会证明他是弥赛亚，对不对？
Remember in Isaiah 35.
你会看以赛亚书35章，我们刚才已经看了。
It said the Messiah would make blind people see.
因为弥赛亚就是基督会让瞎子看见。
And the deaf people would hear.
那聋子会听见。
And the dumb people would speak.
那哑巴会说。
And the lame people will.
瘸子能站起来。
So these are all miracles that Jesus is doing.
那这个耶稣都是在做这样的神迹，没有问题。
And they would tell everybody, I'm the Messiah.
那这样的事呢，就是证据来告诉每一个在场的人，他就是那个基督弥赛亚。
And then you should listen to what I'm going to say.
然后目的是什么呢？你们要听我后来要说的，就是耶稣后来要说的。
So he went to preach.
所以他来就是来讲道的。
That was very important.
这是非常重要的。
We only read about him healing people maybe 30 times.
那我们这里可能看见他医治人可能30次，假设。
But we read about him preaching and teaching in the synagogues all the time.
但是我们可以看见他在会堂里讲道，一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
Jesus fed many people.
那耶稣喂饱了很多人。
We read about it in John chapter 6.
那我们在约翰福音的六章会读到这个故事。约翰福音六章是讲五饼二鱼的故事。
Jesus fed the people.
耶稣喂饱了人。
There were lots of baskets left over.
有很多的篮子剩下了。
And verse 25 to 27.
约翰福音六章的25-27节。
Who's going to start?
刚才停在谁那里呢？好。
从25节开始。
25节记在海那边。
既在海那边找着了，就对他说，拉比，是几时到这里来的？
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，那是因吃饼到得饱。
不要为了饼块的食物劳累，要为了尝到永生的食物劳累，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所应许的。
阿门。
So what was the sign that Jesus showed them?
那耶稣给他们看见的神迹是什么？
It says here, you seek me not because of the sign, but because you ate the fish and the bread and were filled.
所以他这说你们找我不是因为看见了神迹，是因为呢找我这里有饼吃。
So people had eaten loaves and fish before.
啊，头一天呢，跟耶稣在一起的人是吃了那个饼和鱼的。
You and I have eaten loaves and fish.
啊，我们也吃了饼和鱼。
We had some fish at lunch.
啊，我们今天中午也吃了一些鱼。
That's not the miracle.
啊，这个不是神迹。
The miracle is that the Son of God is feeding them.
那这个神迹呢，是神的圣子耶稣啊，啊，来喂饱了他们那一天。
The sign is that the Son of God is providing for them.
这个神迹是神的圣子啊，直接供应他们。
This was the sign that God incarnate was giving them their daily bread.
这就是道成肉身的神呢，来供应他们每日所需的粮食。
It was much more than eating and drinking.
这个比什么简单的吃和喝要重要的多了。
This is God giving them what they need.
这是神给他们所需的。
But they didn't want the man who was giving the bread. They didn't want the man who was giving the fish.
他们不要这个人来给他们粮食，给他鱼。
They just wanted the bread and the fish.
他们只是要粮食和鱼，他不要那个给粮食和鱼的背后那个事。
This is a big problem.
这是一个很大的问题。
There are lots of things that God gives you and I.
因为神给了你和我很多东西。
Every day.
每一天。
And a lot of people just want the things that God gives, but they don't want God.
所以，但是很多人呢，只是要神给的那个东西，而不要给东西的神。
There are people who have good health.
那有人呢，他的健康很好。
Have a nice house.
有个很漂亮的房子。
And they just want things from God.
那他们只要这样的东西，只要健康和房子。
But they don't want God.
但他不要背后的神。
I have some friends who are famous, sort of famous.
我有些朋友呢，可能某种意义上还挺出名的。
They play professional basketball, or they used to play professional basketball.
他们是专业的这个棒球选手。
I had friends.
篮球选手。
I had friends that used to play for the BC Lions and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in football.
我有些朋友也反正打专业联赛的啊，就是我也不是很熟悉这个。对 ，BC Lions 可能是一个省的这个联赛。
I have a friend who was drafted number 10 in the NBA draft.
他是在 NBA 的这个选 draft 应该是选秀哈，就是年轻人选秀人，他排名第十。
That year, LeBron James was number 1 pick, and my friend was number
10. 在那一次呢，他可能这是一个球星啊 ，LeBron James， 我也不知道，他是排名第一，他朋友是第十。
Now they have lots of talent.
那他们都是有在人眼里很多的才能。
I have some friends that are very good musicians.
那我也有很好的朋友是，他是非常优秀的音乐家。
And they can play their instruments very, very well.
他们的这个乐器都非常非常的棒啊，弹的。
And God gives the basketball player talent. God gives the football player talent. God gives the musician talent.
所以神给篮球选手、足球选手、音乐家给了他们非常好的才能。
On Thursday, we'll see a friend of ours who's a neurosurgeon.
那我周四的时候呢？说我们要见一个朋友，他是神经的医生啊，神经学
院。And he's a very good neurosurgeon.
非常好的这个医生。
And he has lots of talent.
他也很有才华。
And God gives everybody their talent.
神给每一个人都有这样的才华。
And even though God gives them the talent, they don't want God.
那即使神给他们才华呢，他们也不要给才华的神。
They're like these people.
他们就像这些人一样。
Who want the bread and the fish?
他们只要饼和鱼。
But they don't want the one who gives the bread and the fish.
他不要那个把他饼和鱼变出来的那个耶稣，他们不要。
Imagine God
想想
giving them what they needed.
神在给他们他们想要的，这是多么。
God was giving them what would make them satisfied.
神在给他们让他们能满足的那些东西。
And they just wanted the bread and the fish.
他们还只是要饼和鱼。
And they didn't want God.
他们就不要神。
That's sort of what ungodliness is.
这就是不敬虔的意思哈。
To want things from God.
不敬虔的就是我们只要神给东西。
But not want God.
不要神，这就是不敬虔。
Now some of us are parents of teenagers.
那我们在座的有很多是这种十几岁孩子的妈妈。
And some of us have teenagers that want lots of things.
十几岁孩子啊，就要很多东西了，我们知道。
And they want us to buy those things for them.
他们也希望我们替他们买这些东西。
I need a pair of special boots.
比方说呢，哎呀，我要一双特别的靴子啊。
I need special jacket.
我要一件特别的外套。啊、
I need an iPhone.
我要一个 iPhone、啊。
10.
而且是十。
They can't have LG.
不能是 LG 的不是电话、手机，要是 iPhone。
But LG is free.
LG 可能就是送的啊。
But sometimes they want so many things from you and from me.
但你就会看见的，他很多时候就是一直问他的爸爸妈妈要这个要这个要那个。
But when we want to spend time with them, they don't want to really spend time with us.
但如果你想跟他花一点时间待在一起呢，他就不乐意了，他不愿意你跟他在一起。
And how does that make us feel?
那你觉得这会让我们感受怎么样呢？
A little bit sad, isn't it?
有一点哀伤，是不是？
We want the very best for them.
那我们是想把最好的给他们。
And we try to provide the very best for them.
我们很努力，尽我们的力量把最好的给他们。
And no matter what we give them.
那不管我们给他们多少。
Sometimes they just don't want to be with us.
他们就是不愿意跟我们待在一起。
And that makes us feel sad.
这会让我们很难受，很伤心。
And this is what's happening here.
这就是这个故事的意思了。
Jesus is there giving.
神耶稣在那里把东西给他们。
They don't want Jesus.
但他们就是不要耶稣。
Just the thing.
他们就是要那东西。
How do you think God feels when He provides everything?
那你觉得神的感受是什么呢？当他把一切的供应给出来的时候。
Then people don't want Him.
然后人们却不要他的时候。
They just want the thing.
他们就是要那东西。
They want the healing.
他们要医治。
They want the education.
他们要教育。
They want fun.
他们要娱乐。
They want life.
他们要生活。
They want money.
他们要钱。
But they don't want the one who provides everything.
他们就是不要那提供这一切的神。
How do you think God feels?
那你觉得神会怎么想呢？
Probably sad like we feel when our children behave like that.
可能就跟我们在面对我们的孩子他这么做事情时我们的心情是一样的。
And so here we see Jesus didn't come just to feed them.
所以呢，耶稣在这里来，他并不是只是来供应他们粮食。
The thing that made him sad was he was giving them what they needed, but they didn't want him.
真正让耶稣难受的是，耶稣供应了他们，他们却不要耶稣。
If he only came to feed people, then he should have been happy.
如果他只是来供应人这些粮食呢，耶稣按道理应该很高兴了，因为供应了嘛。
If your only purpose as a parent is to give things to your children, you should feel happy.
如果你只是这样的父母，就是孩子要什么你给他什么，你按道理应该很高兴嘛。
But can you see that that's not why Jesus came only?
所以你会看见，这不是耶稣来的目的啊。
He came to love them.
因为他来是要爱他们的。
And to be loved by them.
也是被他们所爱嘛，就要建立爱的关系的。
And when you give your love.
所以当你把爱给出去的时候
，And they don't love you back.
然后他也对方也没有把爱给回来
，It makes you sad.
是会让你难受的。
And that's what Jesus is saying here.
这就是耶稣在这里说的。
It's not just feeding.
这里不重点不在乎就做粮食。
It's not just healing.
也不是医治。
I have a message of love for you.
他说我有爱的信息要传递给你。
Because I love you.
因为我爱你啊。
And I want you to love me.
我也希望你能够爱我。
Do you see that? He didn't just come to feed people.
所以你会看见啊，他这个点不是在单单在这个吃和医治上。
In the church.
在教会呢？
There are a lot of people who want the benefits of the church.
很多人呢也会希望得到教会的益处。
But they don't want the Jesus of the church.
但他却不需要，都不想要教会给他的耶稣。
In Mexico.
在墨西哥就是这样啊。
Sometimes I run into difficulties.
那有的时候我会有些困难。
And Mexico is maybe a little bit like China.
可能墨西哥的情形有点像中国啊。
Where there are lots of poor people.
有很多的穷人啊，墨西哥。
And we like to help the poor people.
那我们也很愿意帮助那些穷人。
In Vancouver, there are lots of poor people.
温哥华有很多穷人。
And we sometimes we take clothes.
有的时候我们怎么帮呢？我们就给他们衣服。
Sometimes we build houses.
我们甚至有的时候会帮他们建房子。
I have one friend who builds 365 houses a year.
365 houses. One house every day. 他说他有个朋友，一年建365个房子，一天建一个。
And people line up to get a house.
然后人们排队去得一间能住的房子。
But he has some requirements.
但他有些要求。
One is that they need to own the land.
那第一呢，就是他们必须自己有这块地。
Because sometimes he had a problem before.
以前呢，他们是有些麻烦的。
That people wouldn't own the land.
那就是没有这块地的人呢。
And he'd build a house.
然后他造了房子。
And then the real owner would take the house away.
然后这个真正的房那个地主来的时候，他会把这个房子拆了。
So he made a rule that you need to own the land.
所以他有个条件，就是你要他造房子，必须你得先有这块地。
Another one of his rules is you need to belong to a church.
那第二个条件呢，就是你必须要属于一个教会。
And so some people go to church.
然后呢，有人就去了教会了啊。
And they get their name put on a list.
然后就把名字写在这个单子上哈。
And they will go to church for a year or maybe 2 years.
然后他们就去教会呢，去了一年或者两年。
And then when he builds them a house.
然后当他的朋友帮他把房子建起来的时候。
Then they don't go to church anymore.
然后他们就再也不去教会了。
They want the benefits of the church.
他们想要教会的益处好处。
But they don't want the Jesus of the church.
他们不想听教会给他的基督。
And how do you think my friend feels when they stop going to church?
那你觉得他的朋友会怎么感受呢？当他知道那些人就这么去了以后，拿到房子就不再去了，会什么想法？
He feels bad.
他真的感觉很难过。
Like he's been tricked.
因为他被欺骗了嘛。
Like they fooled him.
他们就愚弄了他。
Like they took advantage of him.
他们就占了，取了他的便宜，占了他的便宜。
And how do you think Jesus feels?
那你觉得耶稣会怎么想？
Wouldn't he feel the same?
他是不是会同样的感受呢？
That they don't want me.
就是你们不要我吧。
They just want a house.
他们就是要个房子。
They just want teeth.
就是要牙齿。
They just want to have education.
就是要教育。
And he feels sad.
他会很难受，耶稣也会很难过。
This is the essence of what ungodliness is.
这就是这个词啊，叫 ungodliness， 就是不敬虔的意思了。
They want all that God can provide.
因为他们只是要，人们只是要神供应的东西。
But they don't want God.
他们不要神。
So we say ungodliness.
就是不要神的，不敬虔。
I want everything from God, but I don't want God.
要从神来的一切好处，就是不要神。
And so it's important to us to understand that Jesus didn't come just to do good works.
所以这里非常重要，我们要建立一个概念：耶稣来不只是来做好事的。这是我们要明白的一个点哈。
Then why did Jesus come?
那为什么耶稣要来呢？
Why did Jesus come?
那耶稣为什么要来？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
Any ideas?
有什么想法吗？
Anyone?
To save people's life.
To save people's life from what?
拯救人的生命。
From sin.
从罪里面。
And why do you say that?
你为什么要这么说呢？因为每一个人都是罪人。
Look in Mark chapter 10.
那我们来看一下马可的十章。
And verse 45.
四十五节。一百二十六页。新约。哦，马可。不好意思，马可。马可十章。
Mark 10.
马可十章。
45.
啊，八十三页。
Whose turn?
十章四十五节，刚才停在谁呢？
因为人子来并不是要人要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要死作为做多人的实
像。
Okay, why does it say give his life a ransom for many?
为什么他这里要说做多人舍命做多人的赎价呢？舍命做多人的赎价。
What is a ransom?
赎价是什么意思？
When do we hear the word ransom?
我们什么时候会听见赎价这个词？
Kidnap?
比如说有人绑架了，就要赎价了。
Two friends of mine were kidnapped last summer.
我的两个朋友呢，上个夏天啊，去年夏天被绑架了。
And they were supposed to pay a ransom.
然后呢，应该付赎价的啊。
They lost their pickup truck. They lost all their luggage. They lost everything. But they didn't lose their lives.
然后呢，他们丢失了一切的东西，但是他的命保住了。
But ransom usually means that there's something to pay.
所以赎价呢是代表着一些你必须要付的代价。
Because somebody has you against your will.
因为有的人呢，不是按你想要的话就留住了你了，其实就是你要付上代价。
And something has to be paid so you can be free.
那有的人呢，就有些代价要付上呢，让你能够得自由。
Now, is there something that has people captive? What has people captive that Jesus has to pay a ransom?
那什么会绑架你呢？什么东西把你捆住了？什么东西把你留住了呢？以至于耶稣要把你赎出来呢？
Sin.
就是罪了，罪把你给绑住了。
That's what John chapter 8 says.
这就是约翰福音八章说的。
Whoever sins is a slave to sin.
就是任何犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆了。
Is a captive of sin.
所以我们每个人都是罪的奴仆，就是被罪捆住了。
But here it says Jesus gave his life for a ransom.
现在呢，耶稣来把他的命舍了，来付上这个赎价。
That means he paid a price.
这意味着呢，他付了一个代价。
To free you and me,
来把你和我救出来。
From sin,
从哪救出来呢？从罪的捆绑中。
He paid a price to free us from the penalty of sin.
从罪的审判的代价中，从审判的惩罚中救出来。
What's the penalty of sin?
罪的代价是什么？
Death.
是死啊。
Romans chapter 6 says.
罗马书六章
说 penalty for sin is death.
罗马书六章说罪的工价就是罪的代价就是死。
That's why you and I die.
这就是为什么你我会死。
Because of sin.
就是因为罪。
That's what Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says.
罗马书五章十二节这么说。
Sin entered the world and death by sin.
所以罪进入世界。然后死就因此做了王了，因此而来。
Is there anybody here that expects to not die?
你有没有听过任何人说他不 他不准备这辈子会死呢？
Is there anybody here that knows somebody who's 150 years old?
有没有听过150岁的人呢？没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they died.
每个人都死了。
And we expect to die.
因为我们都期待会有这一天呢。
Because of sin.
都是因为罪。
So he died to pay the ransom for the penalty of sin.
所以耶稣死了来付上罪的代价，赎价。
He died in our place.
所以他站在我们的位置上替我们死了。
And so he took our place.
所以他是站在我们的位分上。
But he didn't only die to take away the penalty of sin.
他并不只是死了来去除掉罪的代价。
He died to take away the power of sin.
他而且去除掉罪的权势哈，罪的能力。
I have a friend in Mexico.
我有一个朋友啊，在墨西哥。
He's actually an old family friend of my wife.
啊，是我太太家里的一个老的这种老朋友哈，是一个。
When this man was a little boy, Leo's mom took care of him.
因为当这个人小的时候呢，他太太的母亲啊，就他岳母呢，照顾过他。
His name's Pancho.
对，这个人名叫 Pancho.
And Pancho was a drug addict.
但是这个 Pancho 呢，其实不太好，就吸毒了后来。
It wasn't really his fault, I don't think.
其实也不能都怪他，都是他的责任。
But somebody put some drugs into a drink that he was drinking, and then he was addicted.
就是有人很恶意的放了一些毒品放到他的饮料里啊，后来他就上瘾了。
But in November, we got him into a Christian rehabilitation clinic.
那在十一月的时候呢，他和 Leo 就把这个 Pancho 带到一个基督徒的这个恢复学校去。
Now, what good does it do to take away the drugs?
就把毒瘾戒了，是不是很好？
But not the power of the drugs over a person.
如果你把把毒品戒了，但是你的那个毒瘾呢，就是毒品对你的控制没有拿掉，你觉得会怎么样？
Many drug addicts, as soon as they leave rehabilitation, they go straight back to the drugs.
因为很多的这个吸毒的人，一旦他出了康复中心啊，他又很快回到吸毒的状态。
Statistics say 99% of people who leave drug rehabilitation go back to drugs.
统计数据表明99%的人离开这种毒品矫正中心啊，就都复吸了。
So it's sort of nice that they don't do drugs for a little while.
当然很好了，他在这个中心的这段时间他不吸毒。
But it shows that it doesn't have any power over the drugs.
但是也表明呢，他们其实对毒品没有胜过毒品的能力。
Now what Jesus does?
那耶稣做了什么呢？
He doesn't only take away the penalty of sin.
所以他不但拿走了罪的审判在我们身上的代价。
He deals with the power of sin.
而且他还对付了罪的能力。
He doesn't only save us from sin.
所以他不只是把我们从罪里面救出来。
But the power of sin in our lives.
而且把我们从罪的能力的影响和控制中救出来。
So that we don't have to do the sin anymore.
让我们有胜过罪、不再犯罪的能力。
Now, if you went to a drug clinic,
如果你去一个这个药店哈、
and they had 100% success rate of keeping people off of drugs after they leave.
戒毒所啊，假设你去一个戒毒所，就是如果他们说呢，他们有100%的能力把人治好不再复吸了。
That would be a pretty good evidence that it works.
那这个就是一个很好的证据哈，见证，就是这个有效。
And when Jesus comes into our lives,
那当耶稣来到我们生命中呢
，He doesn't only want to free us from the penalty of sin.
他不但想让我们从罪的后果中救出来。
He wants us to give evidence that we're free from the power of sin.
他想给我们证据呢，让我们知道他有能力让我们胜过罪的权势。
And that we don't have to do it anymore.
这样的话，我们就不需要再重新犯罪了。
That's a pretty good evidence that it works.
这是一个很好的证据。哎，它是有效吗
But we were thinking a little while ago.
那我们刚刚之前呢，还想了一点这个事儿。
We were thinking of wanting things from God, but not wanting God.
就是呢，我们想要神的东西，不要神。
Because did you know that's our greatest sin?
这个是一个我们很大的罪。
In the Bible, someone asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?"
有在圣经里有人问过耶稣啊，说最大的诫命是什么？
And Jesus says, "Well, what does the Bible say?"
那耶稣回答说，那圣经是怎么说？
And the man said, "The greatest commandment is this."
那个人说呢，那最大的诫命是这样的。
Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God.And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength.
你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神。
So if that's the greatest commandment, what would be the greatest sin?
那如果这是一个最大的诫命，那最大的罪又会是什么呢？
If the greatest commandment says love God,
如果最大的诫命是告诉你要爱神。
Would the greatest sin be not loving God?
最大的罪岂不就是你不爱神？
That's what John 6 is.
这就是约翰六章讲的。
You want things from me.
他要我的东西。
But you don't want me.
他不要我。
That's why we feel sad as parents.
这就是为什么我们作为父母有的时候会忧伤，会难过。
Because we really want to be loved by our children.
我们真的希望我们的孩子能爱我们。
And when they don't love us,
当他们不爱我们的时候
or it doesn't appear that they love us,
或者说他完全看不出他爱我们的迹象的时候
we feel sad.
我们就很难受。
And so, this is our greatest sin.
这是我们很大的罪。
Wanting things from God, but not wanting God.
要神的东西不要神。
Sometimes we say we did it in our own strength.
有的时候我们会说我们用自己的力来做。
This is mine.
这是我的东西。
But God says I gave that to you.
但神说呢，这其实是我赐给你的。
I practiced the violin every day.
你会说，我每天都练小提琴吗
？I learned how to play the violin.
我学习怎么。
And they don't thank God for giving them the talent.
但是你就不会来感谢神给你这样的才能，你会说是我练出来的。
And so if our greatest sin and the penalty is paid that.Because you don't love God.
如果我们最大的罪是因为我们不爱神呢
？So what's the evidence that you do love God?
那是什么样的证据是你开始真的爱神呢
？Well, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
耶稣说呢，你若爱我呢，你就会愿意顺服、尊重我的命令。
And so we start to show in our lives.
所以我们就开始。在我们的生命中把这个显出来。
We start to give evidence in our lives.
在我们的生命中呢，显出我们爱神的证据了。
That the sin doesn't have power in us anymore.
那这样的话呢，就让人知道罪在我的生命中再没有权势了。
We start to be thankful to God.
我们在里面开始对神感恩。
In Romans chapter 1,
罗马书一章
，It says they weren't thankful.
他说到呢，人们就不感恩呐，没有感恩的心。
I think it's verse 18.
一章十八节。
No.
21.
Yeah. Verse 21.
一章二十一节啊，罗马书一章二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
They had a different idea of who God was.
他们对神有不同的看见。
Says they had vain imaginations.
所以他们的思念啊，就是虚妄的。
God's not like that.
神不是像他们想的这样。
Remember the second commandment?
你还记得第二诫吗？
You will not have images of God.
你不能给自己啊去拜偶像。
And so here it says part of the image or the imagination they had about God was He didn't provide everything.
所以我们有这样的一个偶像就是哎，这样的神呢、啊，他并不是供应我们一切的。
And so they were unthankful.
因此呢，他就不会出感恩的心。
But when God saves you,
所以当神救你的时候，
when he pays the ransom,
当他把赎价付了，
he not only frees you from the penalty of sin,
所以他不但把你从罪的审判代价中救出来，
but he frees you from the power of sin,
他也把你从罪的权势中能力中救出来。
That power that says God isn't important,
这样的能力呢，其实会带你到一个程度，说哎，神其实没有那么重要。
The power that makes you unthankful.
这样的事情就会让你不感恩。
So you start to thank God.
所以你开始感谢神。
That's why Paul says, be thankful in everything.
这就是为什么保罗说你要凡事谢恩呢？
Because you know that God is doing everything for you.
因为神为你做了每一件事。
It's a marvelous thing.
这是个非常好的事情。
That God can free us from the power of sin.
因为神能让我们从罪的权势中 得释放。
And sometimes,life is very difficult for you and I.
是，有的时候生命啊，生活会对你和我呢，会变得很困难。
We see people die.
我们会看见有人会死。
We see terrible things.
我们会看见很多糟糕的事。
Sometimes it makes us very, very sad.
会让我们很难受。
Sometimes it discourages us.
也让我们非常的沮丧。
But one day, God will free us not only from the power of sin, not only from the penalty of sin, but one day from the very presence of sin.
所以神呢，不但会让我们从罪的审判中得的释放，也让我们从罪的权势中的释放。最终会有一天，神会让我们与罪的环境中得解脱、得释放。
So that you and I have hope.
所以这样的话呢，我们就会有盼望。
Because sometimes this world is kind of dark.
因为这世界真的是黑暗的。
It makes us sad.
会让我们很难受、很忧伤。
Sometimes we're tired of fighting.
我们有的时候会很累哈，就是不愿意再去征战。
And God says it's not always going to be like this.
神会告诉你我呢，不都是这种情形。
One day I will take you from the very presence of sin.
他说神说我有一天会让你从这世界上的这个罪的环境里离开。
You ever notice in the Bible it says, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
所以你有注意到圣经里这么来描述说，那一天呢，有早晨有晚，有晚上有早晨视为一天。
In Canada, we say the morning and the evening.
因为在加拿大我们是这么说，或者说世界上都这么说，是有早晨有晚上是一天。
But the Bible is much smarter than Canada.
圣经比加拿大人要聪明多了。
Because those are words of hope.
因为呢，这些是有盼望的书啊。
That even though it's dark and night right now,
即使现在是黑暗的时候，
the morning is coming.
那早晨就快来了。
They put Jesus in the tomb at the end of the day.
所以他们把耶稣呢，在一天的结束的时候，把他放到坟墓里。
But the women went to the tomb in the morning.
当第三天早晨，这个妇人去耶稣的坟墓的时候。
It was in darkness where Jesus bore our sin away.
所以在黑暗的时候呢，耶稣承担了我们的罪。
But it was in the morning when he rose again and he showed that he wasn't there.
那在清晨的时候，阳光要出来的时候，耶稣复活了，告诉我们他不在那。
Those are signs of hope.
这都是盼望的迹象，盼望的证据。
That even though it's dark right now.
所以即便现在是黑暗的。
Light is coming.
光明就快来了。
And that's the hope that God gives.
这就是神给我们的盼望。
Freedom from the penalty of sin.
就让我们从罪的审判中得自由。
Freedom from the power of sin.
从罪的权势中得自由。
That it's not going to rule over us anymore.
罪就不再统治我们。
And one day freedom from the very presence of sin.
最终有一天会让我们从罪的同在和罪的环境中得自由。
That's why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣要来。
He paid a ransom.
他付上赎价。
He gave his life.
他把他的生命给出来
so that you and I can have real life.
以至于你和我能有真的生命。
What is real life?
真的生命是什么呢？
In John 17 verse 3,
在约翰福音的三章十六十六17, 约翰福音的十七章三节，十七章三节。
Whose turn to read verse 3?
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So what is life?
生永生生命是什么？
To know the only true God.
认识唯一的真神。
And what happens when you know the only true God and His Son Jesus Christ?
那当你认识那独一的真神主耶稣基督的时候，会发生什么呢？
That even though that he had no form or comeliness, that we should desire him.
即使他没有那家型美容啊，能让我们羡慕。
There's nothing physically attractive about him.
没有什么外表能够吸引我们的地方。
But you start to love him.
但是你依然开始爱他。
Because he loved you and I first.
因为他先爱了你和我。
And he gave his life as a ransom.
然后到一个程度呢，把他的命舍了给我们做赎价，为了我们。
Some of us have spouses.
我们有的人呢，我们是在婚姻里啊有配偶。
And if we think a long ways back,
如果我们回想很长的一段路往前
，before we were in love with our spouse,
在我们和配偶还在谈恋爱的时候
，we got to know them first.
我们首先要先认识他，对不对
？We learned what their name was.
我们要知道他叫什么。
Maybe what their phone number was.
要知道他的手机。
Or their Instagram account. Oh no, they didn't have Instagram when I was.
或者说什么 Instagram， 就像那个 Facebook 一样 ，Instagram。
They didn't even have Facebook in those days. We barely had email when I was knowing mail.
他说当他和他太太谈恋爱的时候，那时候只有 email， 只有邮箱。
There was no texting.
也没有手机，也没有智能手机，什么社交账号都没有。
I was married to Leo 6 years before I talked to her on the telephone.
啊，就是他和他太太结婚六年以后才开始有电话的这个交流哈。
But I got to know her.
但是呢，即便这样，他要先认识太太。
By spending time with her.
认识的方式就是要跟她相处啊。
And the more I spent time with her,
就是相处的时间越长呢
，the more I loved her.
那我就越爱他嘛。
And that's just like God.
这就跟神是一样的。
The more time you spend with God,
你跟神待的时间越长呢
，the more you will love God.
那你就越爱他。
The oldest man I ever knew,
那最老的人我认识的
，was a man named Herb Turner.
他叫 Herb Turner.
He was 103 years old.
他103岁了现在。
Herb Turner.Became a Christian. He believed in Jesus when he was 13 years old.
这个老弟兄呢是13岁信主的。
He had known God for 90 years.
这样的话呢，他就认识神90年了。
And he had walked with God for 90 years.
他也与神同行90年了。
And one Sunday afternoon,
然后有一个主日的下午。
We celebrated the Lord's Supper at Blenheim Lodge, where he lived just down the road.
那他在 Blenheim Lodge 啊，就是那个老人院啊，我们给他庆祝生日。
And he was 103, and at the Lord's Supper, he was reading Psalm 103.
那一天呢，他103岁啊，那他就读了诗篇的103篇。
And he said, "Read this with me."
他说跟我一起来读这一篇。
And he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name."
诗篇103很美啊，就是 maybe we can have a look. 他说我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。 凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名，是从103的一节开始。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases and redeems your life from destruction.
我的心哪，二节，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
Now what you don't know is that Herb Turner was crying.
所以你不知道，就是他在哭啊，那个时候。他一边读一边哭。
He had all these tears coming out of his eyes.
他一边读这些神的话，就一边在流眼泪。
Not tears of sadness.
这不是一个哀伤的眼泪哈。
But tears of gratitude.
而是感恩的眼泪啊。
He said, "Read this with me."
他说你们要跟我一起读啊。
But you know when you're crying, you can't read.
但是你知道，当你在流泪的时候，没法读啊。
It was all in his memory already.
因为都在他的记忆里。
And after walking for 90 years with the Lord,
在跟随神九十年之后
，he never got over the fact that it was God who loved him.
他从来没有跳出过这个认识，就是。一直是神在爱他。
He never forgot what God did for him.
他从来没有忘记呢，是神在给他做的这一切。
And he loved God.
所以他也很爱神。
And you know, God taught me a lesson that afternoon.
所以在那天下午呢，神给了我一个教导。
He said, "You know, Mr. Turner's walked with me for 90 years, and look how he is."
然后神就是跟 Trevor 说呢，你看哈，神，我带着他，带着这个。老弟兄九十年哈，你看看他现在的状态。
He said, "Maybe you should be a little more like Mr. Turner."
他说呢，你也许你呢应该更多的像这个 Turner 先生那样。
I was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
那天下午呢，我在那是3点钟。
At 10 o'clock, Mr. Turner died.
当天下午的10点钟呢，这个老弟兄就过世了。
103.
103年。
I think that was the last thing God wanted Mr. Turner to do.
这是神要这个老弟兄在他在地的日子啊做的最后一件事，带着大家一起读一遍诗篇的103篇。
To remind a young man,
来提醒那些年轻的一代
，to love God more,
去多爱一点我们的神。
I don't know if that's exactly right.
我也不知道这是不是完全正确啊。
But he did die 7 hours later.
但他真的7个小时之后就过世了。
And you wonder about a God who would have a man be around for 103 years?
那你知道神会在103年里怎么带领一个人吗
？Just to teach a young man something very special.
就像一个教导一个年轻的孩子啊，特别很特别的一个年轻孩子一样。
He must be a very special God.
那他也一定会是一个很特别的神。
Who would do things like that?
行其事的神。
And he makes me thankful.
所以他也会让我很有感恩的心。
And we don't want to be like these people in John chapter 6.
那我们都不希望像约翰福音6章里这些人一样啊。
Who just want things from God.
他们就是想要从神那里得点东西。
We want God.
我们要神，我们要神呢。阿门。
Any questions or comments?
有什么问题吗？或有什么评论吗
？Jesus didn't come to just do good works.
所以耶稣来不只是来做好事的。耶稣不只是来做好事。Amen.
Okay.
大家有什么问题吗？有什么问题可以问 Trevor 弟兄。I check around whether I have some questions.Yeah. So when pray to God, if we ask for our own need, whether this is right or wrong.
Well, Jesus would teach us in Matthew chapter 6.
耶稣呢会在马太福音的六章这么教导我们呢。
This is how we're supposed to pray.
这是我们该怎么去祷告的。
And part of his prayer says,
他 他是这么样祷告的啊。
Give us this day our daily bread.
他说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，马太福音的六章十一节。
That's something every day we pray for a need.
啊，这个是每一天呢，我们为自己所需的，每一天我们是求的。
So it's not a sin to ask for what we need.
所以求神赐给我们所需的不是一个罪啊，是我们所需的。
The sin comes when we're not thankful when we get what we need.
那罪什么时候会来呢？就是当我们得着我们所需的时候，我没有感恩的心，罪就来了。所以我们问神要我们所需的是非常正当的。嗯，
刚才讲的说，耶稣来是拯救我们，罪人是拯救我们，然后还处于罪的 power 是拯救，就是意思说我们在犯罪的。但是我们个人从我们人性来讲，我们虽然是信神的，但是我们
还是会
每天还是不断的犯罪。那这种是不是意味着我们的信仰是不是有缺陷啊？信仰上有什么问题？
OK，
这个很重要的问题。
OK， so the question is on the second issue of the。Lord, free us from the power of sin. But we all know that after we are saved, we still sin a lot. So, whether this means that we behave wrongly or anything wrong in our belief.
Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的六章。
It says, shall we continue in sin that grace may be abound? God forbid.
Which verse?
Verses 1 and 2.
一节和二节。就是这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可在罪中活着呢？仍在罪中活着呢？
So the word continue in sin...
那继续仍在最终的意思哈
，means that it's a habit that we don't want to stop，
是指呢我们不想要停下来的一种习惯。
It doesn't mean that by accident we sin，
这不是说呢我们偶然还是在犯罪。
So I was showing， who was I showing pictures to？I can't remember about a house we were building in Mexico for a family.
Oh, you showed to me. 就今天早晨的那个，你们没有来的时候，那个 Trevor 弟兄给我看了几张他拍的墨西哥拍的照片啊，就是他在那里帮别人造房子。
And sometimes I miss the nail and I hit my hand.
有的时候呢，他修房子要敲钉子嘛，然后呢，他敲歪了呢，就没敲到钉子，敲到手。
And sometimes I shout out a bad word when I hit my hand.
然后呢，他敲到手的时候呢，他就会说些脏话。
Sometimes I call myself, and this is a bad word in Spanish. I say, "Trevor, you idiot." This is very bad in Spanish.
那我有的时候会说呢，Trevor 他就叫他自己了 ，Trevor 你这个笨蛋。然后这个话在西班牙语里是非常非常脏的，就非常糟糕的一句话。
It's very very bad to say that word in Spanish.
就在西班牙语里千万不要这么说啊，这是非常非常不好的。
You don't say that word at the TV.
因为你在电视里也不这么说这个话。
And you don't say that from preaching, from the pulpit.
也不能说这个在讲道理也绝对不能讲这个话。
And so it's not a good thing.
这不是个好事。
But when you hit your hand, you say, "Trevor, what an idiot!"
但是当你敲到手的时候呢，你就会蹦出来啊，这个话。
Because smart people would never hit their hand on purpose.
因为聪明人呢，他不会故意的去敲他自己的手。
If you kept hitting your hand on purpose,
如果你不停的故意的敲你的手呢
，that would maybe indicate that you truly are an idiot.
那可能就真的证明你是个笨蛋了啊。
But if it happens once in a while, when you do something, well, then it's just something that happens.
如果你只是很偶尔的，就是你无意中的做了这些事。
And it's similar with sin.
那这个在罪上也是很类似的。
If you keep doing something that is harmful to you,
如果你一直做对你不好的事，
you're not very smart.
那你真的就不是太聪明。
You need to eat more smart things. That's a bad one. Not dumplings, smart things. That you can
translate. 他其实就是开玩笑了，就是。对，就是中国不有个 dumpling 吗？饺子吗？对，叫 smartling 啊。
And so this says you want to keep hitting your hand, you want to keep sinning.
对，这里其实讲的就是你当你发现这是一个你犯罪的习惯的时候，你肯定是要把它去掉的啊，因为这个是一直伤害你，这肯定不对，你本来你是要去掉的。
And if you want to keep doing sin, God says, God forbid.
然后你一直要犯罪呢，神说神是赦免的。
Says that's not what happens.
那这个不是事实。
Sometimes accidents happen, though.
因为呢，我们得救以后，当你犯罪呢，你不小心的时候是会有的。
And there's provision for that.
也的确是有。
So in Galatians chapter 6,
比方说加拉太书的六章，神是有供应给我们的。
It says if any man is surprised in a fault or a sin, you who are spiritual, restore such a one.
那加拉太书六章一节哈，他讲得很清楚，他说弟兄们，若有人偶然，注意哈，偶然被过犯所胜。
It means surprised or all of a sudden you lose.
就不小心或者突然你失手了，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回来。
When you're surprised in a fault, it's not happening all the time.
那偶然就意味着你不是一直固定的成为习惯的在做这件事情。
Sometimes I sneak up behind my daughter Allison.
有的时候呢，我会悄悄走到我的女儿 Allison 背后。
And I press her on the sides and I surprise her.
那我会。碰他的腰间哈，让他有意外哈，让他吓一下。
And she's surprised.
他真的吓到了。
But if I stand behind her all the time and do this, I'm just annoying.
但是呢，如果我就不停地站在后面戳他，这就不是也让他意外了，这就是烦他了。
But if I sneak up, it's a surprise.
但是我只碰一次呢，这就对他来说，哎，他就吓到了。
And that's what the sin is here in Galatians. When you're surprised, you're not.Standing there.
所以这就是加拉太书描述的这个状态，就是你会偶然，你会哎不小心做一下，但你不会一直做。对。
First John chapter one.
约翰一书的一章。
Or actually chapter two and verse one.
二章一节。
It says, "My little children." First John chapter one.
约翰一书。
Or chapter two.
二章。421页，新约421页，二章一节。
It says, "My dear children, these things I write to you that you do not sin."
我小子们呢，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
So John's writing to encourage us to not sin.
所以约翰写这个信，就鼓励我们不要去犯罪。
But it continues and says, "But if we do sin."
然后这句话接着呢，他就说呢，若有人的确犯了罪，
It's a surprise to you.
那这个对你来说是个意外。
We have an advocate, we have a lawyer with the Father.
但这个时候呢，我们是有一位中保的，就是耶稣基督。
It says in verse 9,
那一章
of chapter 1,
yeah, 一章九节，
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgiveth our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
But if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
但我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
So God doesn't want us to sin.
所以神不想要我们犯罪。
But he knows we do.
但他知道我们会犯。
And we know that we do.
我们也知道我们会犯。
If we say we don't sin, we're calling God a liar.
如果我们说我们不犯罪，那我们就说神是撒谎的了。
So he says, if we confess them, he is just to forgive them.
所以神说呢，只要我们认了，他就必赦免我。
He doesn't want us to sin.
因为他不想要我们犯罪。
But he's provided a way for when we do.
但他也给我们提供了一个出路，当我们真的犯的时候。
And when we know that we make God feel bad,
对，当我们知道我们犯罪会让神难受呢，
we don't like it very much.
那我们真的也不愿意犯罪。
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他嘛。
And because we love him, we don't want him to feel bad.
所以我们爱他，我们就不希望他难受，对不对？
And so he frees us from the power. We don't have to.
所以我们不需要，我们也有这个能力胜过罪。
But even though sometimes we do.
但是同样呢，即便我们有的时候偶然犯了，也神也赦免我。
Does that help?
Okay, so when we pray, so anything we pray once, request we pray once or pray again and again to show our sincerity. Sincere.
Well, I've been praying for some things for a very, very long time.
那我会为一些事情可能祷告了很长很长的时间。
I got saved 30 years ago.
我得救呢是三十年前的事。
But my parents and my brothers and their families are still not saved.
我的那个得救的时候呢，我的父母、我的兄弟都没有得救。
And I keep praying for them.
直到今天也没有，那我就一直还在为他们祷告。
5 years ago, Allison became blind.
五年前呢，我女儿 Allison 她眼睛瞎了。
And we pray for Allison every day.
那我们从那天开始呢，我们就一直为她的眼睛祷告。
And about 4.5 years ago,
那大概四年半以前呢
，we started coming back to Vancouver because of Allison.
那我们因着 Allison 的原因呢，我们回温哥华的次数就多了。
And this is where I came when I went to university.
这是我在我去读大学之前我住的地方哈。
And we started to come here again.
那我们现在又回到这个家乡来。
Because we were in Mexico.
因为我们是被派到墨西哥去的。
And we started praying for some of you 4.5 years ago.
然后呢，从四年半以前呢，那我们也开始为在座的一些人开始祷告。
And we don't stop.
那我们也不会停下来。
Why?
为什么呢？
God knows, doesn't he? He's smart. He heard it the first time.
因为神是很智慧的，他第一次他就听见了，的确是。
But because we love you.
但正是因为我爱你们。
Because we love Allison.
也知道，也因为我爱 Allison.
Because I love my parents and my family.
因为我爱我的父母和我的家人。
We don't stop praying.
所以我们就不会停下来祷告。就停止我们为他们的祷告。
But we don't pray just to get to a certain number and say, okay, I've prayed 1,000 times, God, you have to answer.
所以这是一个很自然的状态。我们并不是因为我们要数次数，那我已经祷告了1000次了，所以神你一定要答应，不是这个原因，而是因为我就是因为爱，所以我不会停下来，在这个祷告上我不会停止。
But we tell God the things that are on our hearts.
我们是发自内心的把我们里面的心想的是告诉神。
And some things are always on our hearts.
但是呢，在我们里面心里面呢，会有一些事一直在的。
And so we don't stop praying.
所以我们就不会停下祷告。
Some things come and some things go from our hearts.
在我们的心里呢，有的事会进来，有的事会出去。
So today we prayed, Lord, get me to the chapel safely in the snow.
比方说呢，今天我们会祷告说，主啊，我开车的时候带这么大雪天，带我们安全的去到教会。
But probably next week it'll be raining and there won't be any snow, so we won't pray, take me safely in the snow.
但可能下个星期呢就下大雨了，雪也没了，我们就不会做这个祷告说带我在雪天 安全的去教会。
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
因为这件事已经不重要了。
But there are some things that matter all the time.
但是你的一生中会有些事一直很重要。
They're always important.
它一直会带着你去祷告。
And we never stop praying for the things that are always important.
所以我们不会停下为一些我们一生中持续重要的事而不祷告，不会这样，我们会一直为这件事祷告。
So her
question is, if I pray, so I say one thing once, or in half an hour repeat this thing again and again and again.
Okay, I'm not understanding right now.
Yeah, for example, you pray for Alison, you pray once, and then.During your prayer, in this half an hour, you keep talking about this thing again and again and again and again to God, to increase them.
So do you want to use the words on
yeah.
Don't use vain repetition?
Yeah, vain repetition. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm not, I didn't understand. Let's look in Matthew chapter 6.
我们来看一下马太的六章啊。六章七节就回答你这个问题了。马太福音，马太福音的六章七节。Maybe I read that. Verse 7. 你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。这就是
And eight.
第八节，你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
So sometimes we don't ever want to think that God doesn't hear us.
所以有的时候我们会觉得，哎，好像神没有听我们的。
God always hears us.
对啊，我们要记得神永远都听我们的。
So just by saying something over and over doesn't make God hear us more.
所以一直说一件事，反复的说，不会让神更听我们。
Sometimes that works on our children.
有的时候我会跟一个孩子啊在一起。
If we tell them to take out the garbage enough times, they will sooner or later take out the garbage.
比方说我要命令他去把垃圾倒了哈，那我是不是一直说他就会把垃圾倒了呢？
Or if we tell them to make their bed enough times, they will make their bed.
会告诉他把床理好哈，就是被子叠好，说足够多他就会叠吗？
But God heard the first time.
但神是一次就够了。
And he puts things on our hearts that we talk to him about.
然后神呢会把心呢、啊、这样的心放在我们里面。
And in our lives we pour our hearts to God.
然后在我们的生命里，我们也会把我们的心倾倒给神，神也会把我们的话放在他心里。
But it's not based on how many times we say something, how God answers.
但是这个不是基于我们说了多少次啊，向神说了多少次。
He answers according to his love and his grace.
他是按照他的恩典和爱来回应我们的。
And sometimes God says yes.
有的时候神会说好的。
Sometimes God says no.
有的时候神会说不。
Sometimes God says wait.
有的时候神会说等一等。
But there's one answer we never ever want to hear from God.
那有一个是我们从来不想要从神的听见的回应。
When God says, oh, all right, you can have what you want.
那就是神说，那好吧，那你想要做你去做吧，随便你了。这个是我们不希望从神的听见。
Sometimes in prayers we are very insistent.
那我们有的时候在祷告里会如此的坚持。
Because we want something.
因为我们的心太想要一样东西了。
That is sometimes not the best for us.
那这样东西可能对我们不是最好的。
That's why when we pray we say that God's will be done.
这就为什么我们祷告的时候总会说呢？主啊，按你的意思，你的旨意成全。
But we should never think that it's due to a number of times that we say something that God answers.
所以不是说呢，我特别想要一样东西，我就拼命使劲多说几次的求。
God always wants the best for us.
因为呢，神对我们总是有最好的旨意，他总是要把最好的给我们。
And he wants us to trust him.
他只是要我们足够的相信他。
That's why we can pour our hearts before him.
这就是为什么我们可以在他面前把我们的心倾倒出来。
Because we can trust him with the things that are in our hearts.
因为我们在我们的心里所要的事上呢，我们可以信靠他，足够有智慧，愿意帮助我。
And he won't laugh at us and say that's silly.
他绝对也不会嘲笑我们说，哎呀，你这个想法太蠢，太愚蠢了。
He won't say, don't be so sensitive.
他也不会说呢，哎呀，你不要这么敏感嘛。
He listens to everything.
他倾听我们每一个声音。
And he wants us to trust him.
他要我们相信。
Because he's a good God.
因为他是一个好神呢。
Does that help?
对吧？有帮助吗？
那个还有一个问题，就是我们是坐着祷告，还是要跪下
来？Another question is, we kneel down to pray or we sit there to pray?
You can pray any way you want.
你可以用任何的姿势来祷告。
In the Bible, there are people who stand when they pray.
圣经里有讲到过人站着在祷告。
There are people who sit when they pray.
也有坐着在祷告。
There are people who kneel when they pray.
也有跪下来祷告。
There are people who lay down on the ground when they pray.
也有他匍匐在地在祷告。
There are people in the belly of a big great fish when they pray.
也有在这个鱼肚子里祷告的。
It's not important your position.
对，不管你在什么样的状态里都可以。
The important is that your heart is with God.
重要的是你的心是不是愿意交给神。
眼睛还要闭啊。
Whether you need to close your eyes.
Sometimes I drive and I pray. And I never close my eyes.
有的时候他开车的时候他会祷告，那个时候他不敢闭眼睛。
Sometimes I'm very tired when I pray.
有的时候他很累的时候他祷告。
And if I close my eyes, I will fall asleep.
因为他那个时候他若闭眼他就睡着了。
So I will pray with my eyes open.
他一定睁着眼祷告啊。对。Okay, maybe we stop here. Maybe you pray. 好，我们一起来做个结束的祷告。
Father, thank you that you are a great God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您真的是一位。好神，伟大的神。
Thank you that you are the God who provides everything.
您是那一位神，供应我们一切的。
You provided food.
你供应食物。
You provided talents.
供应才能。
You provided everything we need.
你供应我们所需的一切。
And so we're thankful.
所以我们如此的感恩。
We're thankful to the giver of every perfect gift.
我们要感恩那赐予我们一切所需才能的那位神。
We know it comes from above, from the Father of lights.
因为我们知道那是从众光之父那赐下来的。
And so we ask your blessing on your word this afternoon.
我们要求您祝福我们今天读您话语。
That we would be thankful for everything you give.
带领我们到一个程度能够为一切您所赐予我们的来感恩。
And that we would be thankful for the salvation you give.
我们特别的也为您给我们的救恩来感恩。
And give you the thankfulness for it.
也为您所给我们一切的祝福感恩。
Bless your word.
也祝福您的话语。
And take us home safely, we pray.
带领我们平安的回家。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.